Welcome to This Week Online Today podcast with your host, Ahmed Khalifa, where I'll be talking to you about the big online news that has been happening this week today to make sure that you are ahead of the game when it comes to running your online brand successfully. And at the end of the show, I will also be giving you a bonus tip of the week to help you further. So let's get straight on to the show. And the big news this week is about Facebook, and this has been kind of mentioned first by Jay Baer at Convince and Convert. And apparently there has been a research carried out by Edison Research and Triton Digital, and they look at how Americans use social media and audio services and technology. And there has been a bit of a revelation about Facebook, because it seems like for the first time ever, the usage of Facebook has gone down. The number of Americans using Facebook has gone down. And that's kind of a big deal. And Jay Baer has his reasons, which is kind of like makes sense actually on why that happened. And he pointed out three things. One is that there's an increase on distrust of Facebook because they have been criticized for the increase of fake news. So people are not really trusting Facebook. Another thing is increased discord on Facebook. There's a lot of negativity and it's forcing people to say, you know what, I'm logging off. I can't be bothered with this. I'm staying away. And our last one is that there's an increased disinterest in Facebook because users are shifting to other platforms that Facebook own, like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. And, you know, they have had users increase instead of the general Facebook platform. So that was really interesting. I'm going to put in a show note the link to the article and also the graph of, you know, how the usage has gone up over the years since 2008. And then for the first time, it has dipped, which is amazing. So we have talked about, well, I talked about in the past about how Facebook are adjusting their algorithm to focus on the whole friends and family, you know, connection and focus on that only instead of focusing on the brand pushing and viral content and all these things. And maybe, just maybe, going back to old school format, maybe that is part of the reason why they have noticed that things are going down, things are not going good. But it's just funny. I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, can you see Facebook maybe advertising on Instagram, on WhatsApp and Messenger to promote their own products? I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine Facebook saying, WhatsApp, can you mention us? Can you mention us? We're losing people. Can you give us a hand? I'm not the heaviest of users in terms of Facebook, but even I've been using it less. And to be honest, if I want to connect with friends and family, I just use WhatsApp because that's kind of like the most, you know, cleanest way, really. There's no distraction, there's no noise, stuff like that. And this is yet another reason, which I've talked about many times before, on why you should never be dependent entirely on one platform, because you never know what they're going to do. You know, YouTube are being aggressive about what people are doing on their platform, and now you have a minimum threshold of what you need to have to be able to monetize it. And Facebook now, usage is going down, and, you know, your visibility for your business is going to go down until, you know, unless you spend a lot of money. Being dependent on someone else's backyard, this is what you're going to get. You're going to be playing by their rules. And how can you control your own rule? Well, by having your own website, make that the hub of everything that you do. You can still use Facebook, you can still use YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, to support it. But in the center of what you do, it should be the website. Because this is what happened, you know, Facebook usage has gone down, and if you have been almost 100% dependent on them, well, now you have to adjust dramatically. And now you have to see what is plan B, what you're going to do about it. But at the end of the day, make your website the hub of everything. So it's just amazing that's been happening. So what does it mean though for Facebook commercially? I mean, what will happen to the shareholders and investors think? What will they think? Because they should be concerned about the data, not just them, but Facebook as well. Having said that, the overall user base across the entire products are still dominating the online world. So maybe overall they're looking good, but still Facebook is not looking good alone. So what will that mean for them commercially? Business. It'd be interesting to see what happens there, especially when they start releasing their new algorithm updates and stuff like that. So let's see how that goes, but fascinating news. It's really interesting. The next big news of the week is Google is going to start focusing on mobile first index more and more. They have announced recently at a conference, like a digital marketing webmaster conference called PubCon, and that was it's normally held in Las Vegas and Austin. I believe the recent one a few days ago was in Austin, and apparently one of the employee at Google and they've mentioned that they're going to start moving a lot of sites to mobile first. Don't know what a lot of site mean. I mean, don't know if it's talking about 100,000, millions, who knows, but it's happening. And if you don't know what mobile first index is, this is where it's like a separate kind of indexing platform for Google, where right now they're looking at how the desktop users are, you know, kind of engaging with the content online. But now, well, pretty soon actually, here's where mobile first will be Google's attempt, will be to look at how, you know, the web and indexing and ranking of website on Google from a mobile first perspective instead of a desktop perspective. And that's because everything's going toward mobile search, everything's going toward mobile behavior, and the number of people using Google on mobile has increased, and number of people using websites in general has increased. And maybe there are some industries, some, you know, websites, they still have desktop users as their main, you know, kind of source of traffic, but in general, mobile users are on the rise. So Google is going to look at the mobile version of your site, which means that it's even more crucial for you to have a mobile friendly version of your site. And it's not just about having focus on your desktop. It's about everything now. And mobile first, mobile everything. It's just everything mobile, mobile, mobile. So it's going to happen over the coming month and a half or so. That's what they're saying. So if you're not ready, even now you should be ready. Even last year you should be ready, but it's becoming more important now. If you're not ready for being mobile first, if you don't have a mobile first or mobile friendly website, I've said mobile quite a lot, haven't I? That's weird. Anyway, if you're not ready, get it ready, because it's becoming even more important now, and Google has mentioned it. And this was only a few days ago, really. And yeah, it's expected, but now it's on the rise. This is a new one I've just read recently, and I didn't even know about this, but they have, Google has a new app. It's called Reply. And it's supposed to have like a smart reply functionality. And this is Google's going to be attempting to get into more of the, you know, the messaging platform, because they have this Allo platform. I think it's Allo it's called, with no H, just Allo. And if they were to get into the messaging platform to compete against WhatsApp, obviously, who's just dominating it. And they're trying to get into this in the industry as well by making it smart and making it integrate with other platforms like WhatsApp and like Twitter DM and Android messages and Hangouts and all these things. They want it all to kind of be in the same place. And apparently they're using Reply for that. And if you are familiar with, you know, using Gmail on mobile, you've probably seen like when you receive an email and you can see at the bottom, you have like three different versions of a quick reply. So for example, if someone sends you a message and you receive it on Gmail, it says, I don't know, I will meet you at the shopping mall later today, 7. And then you have like three options automatically Google has provided. It says, yep, that sounds good. See you soon. Looking forward to it. It could be any of them. So this is another way for Google to get really smart at it. You know, it's all about getting smarter now, getting quicker and all these things. So it's getting there. It's getting there. I believe it's not really like working just yet, but it's still in the early stage. But having said that, it's going to get big. Going to get big, this whole smart reply functionality. And it's interesting, man. I just thought I'd share that with you. couple of times in the previous episode, I have talked about how everyone is copying Snapchat. And it's not just Instagram copying Snapchat, but even Google has copied Snapchat when they are going to release their AMP story or AMP stories. I've talked about that in the previous episode. Well, for once, Snapchat is actually copying Instagram. Amazing. So, apparently, Snapchat has announced going to, well, either happened already or is going to happen, one of those GIF stickers, you know, which is courtesy of Giphy, who has the most GIF online. And it's just like on Instagram, if you haven't noticed it, you can kind of pin GIF videos, stickers on your stories. And now Snapchat is doing that as well. And look at that. Isn't that funny? And I mean, I guess, you know, it's going to happen anyway because it seems to be quite a popular thing to use. I'm seeing it quite a lot actually on my own Instagram feed. But it just shows that, you know, anyone can copy anybody. And Snapchat just wants to stay ahead of the game and they're trying so hard. And this is why I'm kind of surprised when in last week's episode, when Google had announced they were releasing their own kind of, looks like a Snapchat on mobile. And the VP of content said, we are delighted that the industry is taking notice of this format of content for our users and blah, blah, blah. And they're encouraging it. I'm thinking, how can you be encouraging it? How can you, I mean, you encourage it in your own way. It's not just copying each other. It kind of get boring after a while if everyone has the same thing. So it just seems a bit weird that Snapchat is encouraging that to happen when really, isn't it better that someone has their own version of what they want to do instead of copying someone else like for like? That's my opinion about it. But anyway, getting off slightly off track here. Snapchat copied Instagram GIF stickers. The final news of the week is about Anchor. And Anchor has kind of re-released itself, it seems, to Anchor 3.0. If you're not familiar with Anchor, it's like, it's originally, before I get into the main story, it originally had been launched as like a social audio platform for a voice. And you can create like a, it's almost like voice notes, little short voice notes to your audience. You know, it could last maybe 30 seconds or a minute, a few minutes kind of thing. Tend to be short and snappy kind of thing. Think of it like Twitter, you know, it's just a short tweet and just a quick message. And, you know, by voice, and you share it with your audience. And on top of that, you can kind of customize it further by adding like an intro music or a sound effect, or even like take a snippet of popular music out there and put it in your Anchor message. And it just makes it seem like a radio. And the way to record it is on your phone, and you just hold your phone as if you're talking to somebody. Hold it by, you know, by your ear. And you record it by just talking to your phone like that. And it's supposed to be an easy way to kind of record voices without any fancy gadget and stuff like that. So it seems like they've kind of adjusted themselves a little bit because they have kind of introduced their all new Anchor 3.0. And it's focusing on podcast creation and they've really revamped everything. And they have looked at kind of making it easier for people to create podcasts. And just use their phone, keep it simple. And I think it's really interesting. I think it actually looks really, really cool. I've used Anchor in the past, and just to experiment, test it. Didn't really use it as much as I should or want to, but looking at this, it's quite interesting what we're going to do with it because they're offering kind of like a 100% free podcast hosting for everyone. And they're claiming that it's going to be the best place for anyone to create and distribute a podcast. And it doesn't matter if you are just starting out or you are an expert, Anchor is apparently the place to be. And, you know, you can add full songs from Apple Music or Spotify for your audience to listen to it. You know, it's just like, imagine a transition from one story to another. Same idea. And you can record, not just by yourself, but you can record with up to 10 friends as well. I'm not sure what podcast with 10 people would be like. It sounds a bit manic. But anyway, this is your option that you have. And you can kind of add any kind of podcast. You can, you know, focus on any topic, really. There's not really anything that you should limit yourself to. The world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want. And you can, I think Anchor may have kept it before, but what you can do is you can receive, like, call-ins. So imagine somebody wants to, air quote, call you and leave kind of like a voicemail message. And it could be a voicemail message, like, about something that you've talked about on Anchor. And the same thing can apply. So imagine on a radio platform, and imagine if you're someone, the presenter is talking, and someone has left a message, you play that message, because it's about maybe trying to debate about what you said, or about disagreeing what you said. It kind of create like a conversation, and kind of create a debate as well. On top of that, Anchor seems to have really focused a lot on the analytics side of things. You can really look at the data properly, what's working, what's not working, and just pull your data from different places. And then on top of that, again, you can distribute it in so many places. On iTunes, which is actually called Apple Podcast now, on Spotify, on Google Play Music, and it can work as well with Alexa. It can work with Google Assistant, and it's really, really pushing out you. Find that really interesting. I must give it a shot. I really want to give it a shot. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't tried it, I'll put a link in the show notes again, and check out the video of it as well. They've kind of released how it's going to look like. Really, really cool. And it's also on anchor.fm if you want to check that out as well. And now it's time for the bonus tip of the week. This week I want to talk about the use of subdomains and categories, and just for your domain in general. The reason I want to talk about this is because I've seen it time and time again where for some reason people think it's a good idea, but I can understand what they're talking about. This is when you have your domain and you have / for example blog, or / whatever it could be. So let's just say, for example, your website domain.com/blog. That makes sense. But there are other situations where people have it as blog.domain.com. Now, it works fine. It looks simple. It's easy to set up for the developers. That makes sense. It is totally fine. But in terms of, you know, the way Google sees it, and in terms of in SEO as well, having it like blog.domain.com, which is like a subdomain instead of like a subcategory, it kind of looks like a separate website. It looks like a separate entity as such. So when you have your site, the blog.domain.com, it almost looks like a completely separate to the same domain.com, for example. But if you have it on domain.com/blog, it's part of that website. It's all connected together. It's kind of like, if you have created all the posts, your domain.com will also benefit from it. But if you have it on blog.domain.com and your content is there, it's not, well, according to evidence, research carried out by a number of people, it still seems separate. Your domain.com will not necessarily directly benefit from it. There might be other ways it can benefit from it. But if you're talking about SEO, if you're talking about, you know, getting, you know, maybe people linking to your site, will you benefit as much as /blog? According to research, you don't. So wherever possible, and that, not just talk about blogs, talk about, you know, your pages in general, wherever possible, go for the / whatever category, directory, blog, whatever that's going to be, instead of having it as a subdomain. Now, your developer, the technical people might prefer that, it's because it can be easier, depending on how your site is set up, it can be easier to set it up as a subdomain. But having it in a category format is much more beneficial for your site in terms of SEO. So go for that. And obviously, like I said, it's not just about the blog. It could be about, for example, maybe you are an e-commerce site and you have a specific category about, for example, shoes. Before it breaks down even further, we'll have it domain.com/shoes instead of shoes.domain.com/whatever it's going to be. Keep it simple. Keep it sweet. And it's just easier for you in the long run as well. So go for that. Yes, I hope that makes sense. Hope that's really useful. If you have any question, let me know. Just send me a tweet. Send me a tweet at @IamAmirKhalifa, and let me know what questions you have. thank you for listening to this episode of This Week Online today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you find it useful. If you have enjoyed the show, please do leave a review on iTunes, as it would mean the world to me. I really would appreciate that. Thank you again. You rock. And one more thing, I just want to remind you to do your thing, because it matters. And I'll see you next week.